While most corporations are reporting better earnings, many nonprofits are still struggling. Industry leaders blame the economy, but some reluctant donors say they're still suspicious after scandals at the United Way and elsewhere. NPR's Scott Horsley found that nonprofits across the country face pressure to get their books in order.
The trouble with San Diego's Red Cross chapter probably started with a dropped cigarette. A careless smoker touched off a brush fire east of San Diego 2.5 years ago. By the time the smoke cleared, the charity's reputation had been blackened, along with 10,000 acres. While the fire was burning, the airwaves were full of stories like this one on local television station KGTV.
Charles Terry can only watch as his Lawson Valley home burns.
My house is behind those trees right there.
This morning, we found him at a nearby command post anguishing over the home and memories he left behind.
The local Red Cross mobilized during the fire and says it received some $400,000 in donations. But only about 6% of that money actually went to fire victims. And a subsequent audit raised questions about what happened to more than $100,000 that was supposed to have been spent on fire relief. The questions alarm County Supervisor Diane Jacob. She represents the area where the fire occurred.
I was shocked, as I always felt that the Red Cross was a highly credible organization that was there to help people. And I found out that that was not true at all. It's a wake-up call for donors to be careful where you put your money.
Just like corporate accounting, nonprofit bookkeeping is vulnerable to abuse. Charities can inflate their revenues and mischaracterize their expenses. In fact, some experts say would-be donors should be much more careful about scrutinizing charities' accounting. It's getting easier to do that thanks to online services like Charity Navigator. The 2-year-old website rates charities based on how they raise and spend money and their financial stability. The information is drawn from the charity's tax forms, and most get high marks, but not all. Executive Director Trent Stamp says the goal is to help someone who gets fundraising appeals from, say, 6 different animal shelters decide which one would do the most good with the money.
We're in an era when donors are starting to ask for facts, not just photos, and we have to give them the data they desire. Otherwise, there's a very real fear that they'll just take their money and go home, and when they do that, we all lose.
In San Diego, disillusioned donors have ditched the Red Cross the way nervous investors dumped WorldCom stock. Contributions have plunged 70%. The local chapter is now working to rebuild public confidence. It fired the CEO, whose expensive office furniture and $300,000 salary had become lightning rods. There's a new board of directors and a new commitment to open and honest accounting. The city's former police chief, Jerry Sanders, who took over as chairman last year, says the Red Cross now plans to set up a special account when it raises money around a big disaster, and Sanders promises a detailed breakdown of how that money is spent.
I think in the past, Red Cross has been reticent to give that because they figured we're the Red Cross, we got a great reputation, you just need to believe us. What we found out, that's not true. People want to see what it's been spent on. They want to know that victims of those disasters were taken care of by the Red Cross and the money wasn't squandered.
Sanders says the extra scrutiny has been painful at times, but that ultimately it will make the charity more effective. Former Navy Admiral Ronnie Froman, who took over as CEO this summer, says even though profit is not the motive at the Red Cross, some good business principles still apply.
Nonprofits have not looked at themselves as businesses. It is a business, and we need to take a look at how we're spending money, what the return on investment is, being responsible to the customer in the community. I think that's the bottom line.
This past weekend, the Red Cross auctioned off its most expensive office furniture. The chapter is now preparing to distribute the last of its fire relief funds, more than 2.5 years after the blaze. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.